y'all. This is like, look, my baby all around. Lord have mercy. I think that's all I see for right now. Okay, so how about, good morning, guys. So I just wanted to tell you all, how about on this morning, right, before I get started with my topic on today. So I'm doing a 20% off of my website for or selected items on there. So I just have to talk about real quick, you guys. This thing is so vile. Maybe people just don't understand, but I've been getting mad reviews on this thing here. This is my, look, I already dug in it and used it. This is my coffee. So what you do with this is that you put it on your feet like before bedtime or in the morning, noonday, or in the afternoon. It's a great exfoliation for your feet. You put it on, it takes off the dead skin, and then after, so you wet it, and then you put some of this coffee scrub on there and just rub it around on your feet gently. It's a gentle rub. It's a great exfoliation for dead skin, to take off any dead skin, and even if you just want your feet feeling just so good. And then afterwards, you rinse it off. And then also, you can apply right here my cocoa and shea butter foot cream. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I love this thing. Now, when you receive it, you're not going to receive it all high up like this because I wouldn't be able to put the top on. But this right here, it's just, I just put a lot on there, so kind of exaggerated so you can see it real good. Oh, my God, when I tell you, it is so bomb. So how it originated was from my daughter during the pandemic, and we couldn't get out to the Nellery, and because she dances, she was still having taking college courses online. She was still having school online because of the dorm rooms, well, the campus was closed, but they were still doing it online. So her feet was all cracked up, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try something. I went and took my own ingredients and mixed together some coffee grinds and some other cinnamon and some real good things as vitamin E that's really good for the skin. And I mixed it around and put some coconut oil in there for a moisturizer. And I mixed it around and I packed. And how about I ordered one of those little star baths from Amazon. It was like $15. And I went on there. And I soaked her feet in there for a little while, and then I patted dry just a little bit, and I put some of the coffee scrub on her feet and all around on her heels, all over the top. And you could use this two or three times a week. I wouldn't do it like every day, but two or three times a week. And then applied, and then I had made some cocoa and shea butter. Took some cocoa and shea butter and put it together with some grapeseed oil that really is great for the skin and absorbs very well. I said, oh, my gosh, and some vitamin E. Oh, my God, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. I've been taking leaps of faith. I see you guys, y'all taking leap of faith as well. I see y'all doing your thing. I know Renee, I believe she's selling some things. If you could put that in the chat too, Renee, and see what that is. I've been seeing you post it up on your page, Renee Mutchison. And I'm telling you, I'm just, and whoever has a brand or selling some things or products or whatever it is, motivational speaking, put it in the chat so we can follow you and see exactly what you're doing. Let me tell you, I am like, Lord, and her feet were so shiny and so good. And even my son was like, Maya, your feet look so good. Oh, my goodness. I mean, instant change. Then I applied it to my feet, and he was like, oh, my God. Y'all feet look so good, like, for a couple of days. When I tell you this stuff works, I would not sell something I don't believe in, and I believe in this product. God is so good, y'all. I'm telling you, he is so good. Leaps of faith, and don't worry about what folks say. Just take a leap of faith and make sure it goes according to any guidelines you have to follow and retail and do your thing. Amen? So that's what I wanted to tell you. So it's 10 o'clock your time now. So 11 o'clock, it'll be 20% off of selected items on my page, like my T-shirt, my mugs, my coffee scrub, my coffee flaxseed scrub, and also my cocoa and shea butter. Now, I didn't put it out there to the public yet because I'm getting a flyer, producing a flyer for that. So if you want to get your orders in before Christmas time so I can ship it out, so don't be mad at me when you're like, I didn't get it for Christmas. So within around 11 o'clock, I'll post on my page 20%. So I'm only doing from 11 to 12 o'clock. And then after that, it'll be up within a couple of days. So you may not get your order until after Christmas, but if you place it on today, then you will get it. Okay, I'm not speaking for the post office, but I believe that you would get it before Christmas if you posted today, if you purchase it today. So from 11 to 12 o'clock, it's going to be 20% off of those selected items on my website, the mugs, the T-shirts, coffee, which I love. You know, I'm just loving this coffee right here. You see my lipstick stain all on it. So anyway, y'all, you can even put tea in there. So, and I love my coffee. Oh, my God. You know I'm a coffee lover. Those who know me, you know I'm a coffee lover. So, anyway, let's get started, guys. Okay. So, from 11 to 12, it'll be 20% off. Then you, I guess, I'll put the flyer out within a day or two, and you'll see it again. But if you want to get your orders in so I can mail it out between today and tomorrow for you guys, you got to get on there between 11 o'clock today, and it'll be 20% off. Sometime tomorrow, you may see the post again for 20% off. I can't guarantee that you'll receive it before Christmas, but because I don't control the post office, but if you get it today, I can try my best to get it to you before Christmas if you wanted to put it in as a Christmas tree stuffer. Or no, not Christmas tree. What's that? A stocking stuffer. Yeah. John had too much coffee this morning. Okay. So let's go. Yay! Let's go. Let me just see who else is on here, and then I'm going to go to my text on today. Good morning, a true fan. Oh, thank you about my hat. Yes, good morning. Good morning, Cousin Camille. Okay, just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Hi, Mom. Good morning. Okay. All right, so I'll just check back again. So let us get started. Okay, so on this morning, All right, so on this morning, I'm going to be coming from Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And thank whoever's new on this broadcast, thank you so much for joining me on this morning. Glad you came on to join Hope Victorious. I'm the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious. My name is Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and so happy that you came and joined us today. So let's get right to it. But first, let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise. praise God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your morning glory. I thank you for your glory morning. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you, God, for just allowing us to be us, God, and for loving us more than we love ourselves. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross, that we may have everlasting life. You said, thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you are raised. Son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we're going to get right to it. I am like so loving this portion of scripture that I will be reading today on Nehemiah, because Nehemiah had a mind to work. And I always love, and sometimes people may feel, oh my gosh, how could you be a Christian and sell products? How could you do that? Let me tell you, a workman is worthy of his hire, and on top of that, it's all kind of businessmen within the Bible, huh? And business women in the Bible. Hallelujah. What? Oh, my God. and great leadership. But Nehemiah, what I love about Nehemiah and that his story was that he was a cupbearer to the king. And that's another thing. Do not despise small beginnings. Don't allow somebody to make you feel like because you may be a janitor, or maybe because you wash hair. You know, you don't own a salon, but you wash hair. What? Let me tell you something. My cousin Camille can attest to that. Okay, she may have been washing hair at one time, but guess what? She was building up her skills, and then she opened up her own beauty salon. You know, this now she sells her own natural products. You mean skincare and hair care products. So do not despise small beginnings. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God when I tell you, do not despise small beginnings. That's what in the book of Zechariah said when he told Zerubbabel, do not despise small beginnings. Because sometimes people may feel like where I'm at now. No, you got to look at where you're going to be. And even if you are a trash collector or you're a janitor, how about you may be owning that whole janitorial service. How about that? You have to see yourself past that. And if that's what you want to be, that's what you want to be. But don't let nobody dummy down and make you feel like my position that I have. Or maybe I'm not the CEO and I've been a secretary for years or administrator for years. Mm-hmm. And if it's working for you, it's working for you. So don't allow people to make you feel like your job is more or less than what their job is. Mm-mm, I don't believe that. So you have to just keep holding on and keep doing what you do and be happy and glad the place where God, where you are and how God opened up doors. But Nehemiah, as being a cupbearer for the king, he was also putting his life on the line because he had to make sure that nobody was poisoning the king. Mm-hmm. His job was big, but the other folk, it may have been small. But see, Nehemiah was put there right on time, because the gate that was burned down at Jerusalem some years ago, God put a passion within his heart to rebuild the wall. See, Zerubbabel had rebuilt the temple, but the wall that fortified it, that showed that fortified the whole temple in terms of people not able to get in, so were cut down, raised, and things like that. And the wall was like a symbol of being just fortified, of being together, and it added security. So a gate was built around the wall, but that was Nehemiah's task. And that's another thing. Sometimes we jump in other people's lanes, and we don't even need to be there. God didn't call us to that lane, but we jump in that lane thinking that this is where we're supposed to be. I have learned to stay in my lane. Do you hear me? I have learned to stay in my lane where God has me, and then get out of everybody else's folks' business. Amen? So Nehemiah, a passion stirred up within him when some of the people that he knew that was released from Babylonian, and they came to him and said, listen, the wall, the gate lies in ruin. And it was nobody to put it together. And see, could not go to the king with that because he wasn't a believer of God. He didn't believe in God. But because Nehemiah worked closely to the king, who can give an order to go rebuild the wall? Only Nehemiah could have done that job because he worked closely with him. You got to read Nehemiah chapter 1. It is so bomb, y'all. And Nehemiah chapter 2, because it talks about how he approached the king and how he asked. The king had asked him, why are you so sad? And then he was afraid. See, he prayed. Nehemiah, he prays all up and down the book of Nehemiah. I mean, there's so many prayers from Nehemiah because he didn't do nothing without God. And sometimes we try to move out and do things that operate without God instead of asking him. And sometimes we don't ask God because we feel like if I ask him, he may not give you the answer that I want to receive. But if you ask him, he's going to give you the correct answer so you won't stumble and fall in that thing. And you're able to get up and do it properly. Hallelujah. Woo, preaching to the choir right here. Because sometimes I'll be like, if I ask God, but when I ask him, I know that he got my back. And I know whatever direction he has me to go in is for my good and not my not for me to be satisfied because it's something that my flesh wants. But when it's something that God wants, it lasts forever. What you do for Christ shall last. My sister Penny always told me that whatever you do for Christ shall last because you may do some stuff for folks. And if your heart is not in it doing it because you wanted to do it and it was on your heart to do it, you'll get really angry when people soar or don't even look back to say thank you, and you help them along. So whatever you do for Christ shall last, because you do stuff for folk, and they don't even say thank you, don't even look back to say hello to you. So Nehemiah, in this script portion that I'll be reading about, when Nehemiah went out after he left to go back to Jerusalem to build the wall, I love it because he kept everything to himself. That's another thing. We tell so many things, and we tell everything that we come up with, we share with our best friend. We share with our family members. And sometimes it's meant for you to keep that stuff to yourself. And so God could manifest that thing so no monkey wrenches will be thrown in that thing. Amen. So it's good that when you're planning and you're stepping out in faith on some things, to keep it to yourself. And let God work it out. And then he will tell you when to speak about it and when not to speak about it. But sometimes it's hard when you have a whole team and you want to share. And sometimes it's hard when God drops stuff in your spirit and you want to tell somebody and you can't. And I'm not saying that everybody will take your stuff and run, but people do take your stuff and run. I've been there too. So in the first, in Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 11, it says, so I arrived in Jerusalem 3 days later. I slipped out. I love it. I slipped out during the night. Few others with me. I had not told anyone about the place God has put in my heart for Jerusalem. So when Nehemiah set out to go look and see what was going on so he know how to rebuild the temple. See, he only know that God called him to the job, but God didn't give him every little detail to do it. Woo, glory. Woo, won't God do that? Oh, I'm looking at my shattered but not broken book behind me, too. You can go purchase that on Amazon. It's also on my webpage, which is hopevictorious.com. Woo, I'm on fire this morning, y'all. I am promoting my stuff. Amen, because I believe in it. Believe in your stuff. So Nehemiah, when he set out, he only took a few people with him. But when he took a few people with him, he didn't even tell the people that he took with him the plan that God had within his heart to do. And sometimes we feel like we got to tell everybody, even when we have a whole team that's working with us, we feel like we have to tell that team everything just then. But you don't got to tell it, because when you have some people that's on your team that is on your team, they not worrying about it. They just want you to give them the plan so they can go and help you execute it, help you put that thing in place. So sometimes your team don't be bent out of shape when they know that you're praying about something and they knowing that you wallowing and praying about something, and they don't even ask, they may ask you, are you okay, but they don't ask you what's going on, what's next. They'll sit back and they'll wait for instructions so they can go out and help execute that plan. That's another thing when people are so anxious to know what's going on. Oh, what's going on? What you been praying about? What's our next step, boss? What are we going to do now? Just sit back and wait. The boss will tell you what's going on. But if you are true team members, you are going to be sitting there, and you're going to make sure that the job is going to be done. Amen? So just sit back and just wait. Amen. So
All right, let me just finish reading the other scripture. I just love it. I just love it. And this is like a team that I work with. My team is my family, and they are good. And they don't bother me when they know I'm praying about something. And they don't bother me when they know that I'm doing the job, because they know that when God give it to me, I'll give it to them. And then they'll know how to help me execute the plan. Amen. So it says, he says, I did not tell anyone about the plans God had put in my heart for Jerusalem. It says, we took two pack, they said, we took no pack of animals with us except the donkey that I was riding. So they didn't take nothing on their back, no animals with them, just the donkey that he was riding on. And in verse 13 says, after dark, I went out through the valley gate, past Jacob's well, and over to the dung gate to inspect the broken walls and burned gate. So when he left out, he didn't take no animals. He took no backpack. He went out while it was dark. See, nobody was out at that time when he went out to sort out the gate and sort out the land. Only his donkey that he was riding on. So he went to investigate first and see the direction he was going to go into. See, that's another thing. Write the vision and make it plain. So when you have a business, write it out so you can see which direction to go to. But I'm still stuck on the 11th verse when he said he told no one. No one but God has put in his heart to say. Verse 14, then I went to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but my donkey couldn't get through the rubble. So it was still dark. I went up to Kerron Valley instead, inspecting the wall before I turned back and enter again at the valley gate. So listen to this. So he couldn't get through one way because of his donkey couldn't get through because of the rubble, because of the stuff that was burned down, the gate that was burned down. He couldn't get through that way, so he went up another way to get to it so he could sort out the land. But did you catch that? Because he could not get to it one way, he had to go in another direction to get to it just so he can see the wall. Because sometimes we give up so easily on getting our joy back, our happiness back, forgetting everything that the enemy stole from us. We give up so easily our mind back because we feel like we don't have no peace, and we just give up on it so easily when one thing don't work, so we just forget about it. Okay, sometimes I listen when I be so messed up in my mind and all these kid thoughts, I be thinking about all kind of stuff. And I listen to, I put on gospel music. And if that don't do it, I open up the word of God, because something is going to do it. Amen. So if I can't get my peace one way, I go another way to get my peace. Amen. So, and if I know when I person that always have negative energy and I can't get to, you know, my peace, then I know that I ain't talking to this person like all day, or how about for a couple of days? Because sometimes people come to rob still your joy with that negative energy all the time. And it don't even have to be like that. But some folk are so negative. So you got to be careful about who you let in your world. And it seems like every time you in a good place, here comes somebody. And then why do we dumb down ourselves just to fit in a crowd of people? See, when God gave that task to Nehemiah, he didn't care about fitting in. He didn't care about who was going to be mad with him. He didn't care about, oh, they're going to be mad if I don't share what God has put in my heart to do. Or because I told him that I'm leaving today and tell him exactly where I'm going and what I'm doing, folk is mad at me. See, when he left from being a cupbearer to the king, he didn't worry about his friends saying, oh, my gosh, where are you going? And he may have told him and maybe not. But even when people don't tell you stuff, it's okay. Just be there for them. Folks don't have to know everything. Every little thing how we feeling, we post it. Every little thing how we feeling, we got to tell somebody. No, sometimes it's good to keep some stuff to yourself. People always say, well, you're so private. It's not that I'm private. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking about that stuff. And how come I have to talk about that stuff anyway? Mm-hmm. I talk to the Lord about it, and I'll be okay. So what I'm saying to you is that if you have a plan that God has given to you, and you can't get to that plan one way, you go around another way to get to it. And because Nehemiah could not get to the gate to see what was next, how do I rebuild these walls? He went around another way to get to it because the donkey that he was on couldn't fit through because of the rubble. But did he stop and say, God, I'm not doing a job, forget it? No, he found another way to get to it. I remember when Tyler Perry had talked about seeing something a couple of years ago, came through my email when like a membership to his Tyler Perry page or whatever, and he said something on there. The key is not to give up on your dream. He said, if you can't get to your dream one way, the key is not to get up. Give on it. The thing is to go around another way to get to it. So if you can't get to it one way, go around another way to get to that dream. But the key is not to give it up. The key is trying to find another way to get to that thing. Hallelujah. So Nehemiah couldn't get it through one way, but he went around another way to get to that dream or even to get to the gate. So on today, be encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he is on your side. And even when it feels like it's rocky, even when it feels like, oh, my gosh, there's no way I can even make this thing happen, God will make it happen for you, even with a broken heart. My foot shattered but not broken, going through a broken place in my life. But God was able to mend broken pieces back together again. This image of this woman, the silhouette behind me, of her reaching up, she's reaching up. Because of her victory, she's reaching up because now I finally feel like I'm free, even when I let people put me in a box to hold me down, even when I let folks tell me that I wasn't nothing, never going to amount to anything. Don't you know you are a king's kid? You are a king's kid. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're nothing. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're so small. No, they're small. That's why they're tearing you down, because they feel small about themselves, not them being small, but they feel small about themselves. So, of course, they're going to try to knock everything down because of their own insecurities. Don't allow people to make you feel like you're nothing. Even during this holiday season, being around family members, and we have lost loved ones that we're not able to celebrate during this time with them because they have gone on to be with the Lord. Take this time and ask God to give you peace, to give you comfort. You know, every Thanksgiving, we think about my father all during the year, but around Thanksgiving is really a sensitive time for us because my dad's birthday is a couple days after that. But we reflect on all of the good memories that we had with our dad. And people who know my dad, that he was hilarious. And every time we go to cry, we think about something funny that he didn't say, because he always say something funny that makes you laugh, and we just love that. But the thing about it is that don't get to that place where you feel like you're depressed, where you feel like you just feel like pulling the covers over your head, because I've been there too. Being at that place so broken, whether it's relationship, whether it's passing of a loved one, whether it's just what life had the hand dealt you, whatever it may be, Just hold on. I have a post on my Hope Victorious page that says, get up, dress up, and don't give up. So get up and get dressed up. You don't got to be all sharp, but just get up and put something on, because at one time that was a stretch for me too. And this is another thing I wanted to say too, and not to get off the topic of Nehemiah, but how when we dress up all the time, and we dress up knowing that we're broken on the inside. I did that too. Painted my face, put on some clothes, went to work every day, dealing with the kids, making sure they're okay. And on the inside, I'm broken. But let me tell you, when I used to drop those little kids off, I used to cry like I don't know what from being broken, but putting on a facade for people. I got to a point, I'm not putting on no more facade. Yes, I messed up. I need some healing. God heal me. I don't want to pretend anymore. God heal me. Because who are we hiding from? Putting a facade for people? I stopped caring about what people thought a long time ago, because if I did, I wouldn't be where I was. I'd be just so, oh, my God, they talking about me. They talking about me. I don't care. People talking about you because they see something in you. And if they can kill your light or kill your shine or kill your joy or kill your peace, and let me tell you, it's okay if you start separating yourself from some folks. Sometimes we feel like we can't separate because I've been with them for so long. I've been with them for 30 and 40 years. Yeah, you have, but they draining you. And every time you with them, you messed up. Every time you're on the phone with them, you was happy. Now you sad. You sad all the time. You talk to them. They draining you. I learned how to put people right where they are. Now, if I have to cut them loose, then cut them loose. My son and daughter says, oh, Mom, you just cut people off. Yeah, I do, and I love people loving me. But I cut them off in a way where they're not killing my joy and taking me down. If you want prayer, then yes. But everything is negative that's coming out of your mouth. I can't take that. And we feel like, as Christians, oh, my God, we got to take that. We got to take all that negative energy because we Christians. Yeah, we are Christians. But right now, you messed up. You drained, you tired, it's always something negative, and it's amazing, all this stuff that's going on in the world, and you can still find some negativity in you, or you can still find so much hate in you. I ask God to fill our hearts with love on today, with love. Yes, this world is but we got King Jesus, and he is on our side, and he loves us. Nehemiah took a leap of faith. Because, first of all, the king could have killed him because you're not supposed to be worrying about nothing else except for me. But he asked him. But see, that was the favor of God. God will put you in positions that you think that you shouldn't be there, and that's where your blessing is. So do not despise small beginnings. When the king asked Nehemiah, when he asked him, why are you so sad? And Nehemiah chapter 2, read the first couple of verses. Well, you can read the whole entire chapter. Why are you so sad? He said because his city, the walls lay in ruins in Jerusalem, his homeland, and he's got to go back to rebuild. And he said, what is it that you need? How long will you be gone? The queen even asked, how long will you be gone? But look at the favor of God. He didn't kill him because he was concerned about something else other than him. No, how could he help him? That's what he wanted to know. My daddy always said, don't burn bridges with folk. You ain't got to eat folk with them every day, eat dinner with them every night, but don't burn bridges with folk. Have a rapport with folks. And Nehemiah, but the favor of God was upon him. Because, see, people may have thought, oh, you being a cupbearer, you a cupbearer to the king? All you doing is holding a cup, passing him wine, passing him something to drink? Yeah, but see, passing him something to drink, which landed him in a position that he got being a leader to rebuild the wall. See, you never know where your next blessing is going to be in. You never know who's going to open up their bosom and bless you because you're looking at folk like or discrediting who they are and where they are. Or maybe you don't fit in their world anymore. I've been there too, didn't fit in the world when I got divorced. You know, it was a group of people at my daughter's school, and, you know, we would go out and have some tea and coffee, but I didn't fit in their world anymore because now I'm not married, I'm divorced. Mm-hmm. But I'm still a person. I'm still human. Okay, all right. But, see, you never know. And then come to find out one of the ladies, I ran into them, and I knew it right off the bat that she was in a broken place. And then she turned around and looked at me and says, you know, Wanda, I'm going through really bad. And I said, well, did you seek for counseling? Did you go for counseling? And they wound up going to counseling, and their marriage was great. But, see, I didn't have no hatred in my heart because somebody else's marriage was going well. I didn't have that. What I'm saying, you got to be careful how you treat folks. Because the same folks that pushed me out, the same woman who pushed me out, it wasn't all of them, it was one woman who pushed me out. Then she needed my help. And then I advised her, did you seek marriage counseling for you and your husband? And she said no, and she went, and they are doing great. Great, married for years, had another baby, everything. So what I'm saying to you is that you can't, but see, my heart was not, okay, because mine didn't work, I'm not going to give you good advice, or I'm not going to put you in the right direction, steer you in the right direction. No, it wasn't about that. It was about her her situation and my situation, two different situations. I have envy in my heart because yours worked and mine didn't. No, because your story ain't my story, and your story ain't my story. So your story was for you to, and y'all went on, y'all had a baby and everything happy ever after. Did I still fit into her world after that again? But it's okay, because see, I didn't have malice and envy or even anger in my heart because how you pushed me out. Because, see, you pushed me out. I'm good. Okay, all right, you arrived. All right, I did too. Mm-hmm. But it's saying to you is that sometimes you may inquire that. People may push you out like you don't fit anymore. You don't fit into their circle. And it's really okay. God will put you in another circle. How about being God's circle? See, I'm a champion of being on God's team. Sometimes people got to be in a popular club. Well, God is the popular club. And I love being in his popular camp. I ain't got to be on a popular team. Amen. So I don't know, did anybody call in? You could press 1 and I'll take your call to bring you in, because my broadcast is getting ready to end in a few minutes. It seemed like it went over a little bit. But if you press 1, I'll take your call. Amen. So I'm saying unto you what today. Hey, Nikki, I see you on the line. My sister Nikki. So what I'm saying to you is that it's okay if you don't fit. It's okay if you pushed out. It's okay if people don't make you feel like you fit anymore. That doesn't mean that you're less of a person because you don't fit. You just don't fit anymore. Okay, they say you don't fit, but you fit in God's camp. You fit on his team. But Nehemiah kept on moving, and he kept on working. And what I love about verse 11 is how when he set out, he told no one, no one. I got to read verse 11 again. I didn't print it out today. That's why I'm stumbling on my big print. I didn't print it out. So this print is kind of tiny. So Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 11 says, so I arrived in Jerusalem 3 days after. I slipped out during the night, taking only a few others with me. I had not anyone about the plans God had put in my heart for Jerusalem. Isn't that something? But the key is he told no one his plans that he had when he set out. And he only took a few with him, not a whole entourage with him, only a few with him. And when he went to sort out the gate to see how I can rebuild this, but he went out with the plans God had put in his heart. But he shared with no one. Now, after you keep reading chapter 2, after you will see where he shared the plans to his team, how to rebuild it, but he told no government officials. He told none of the leaders nothing until God had told him exactly what to do. And then when he told him, it was okay. See, sometimes when we move in a big way like that and we have to go through government officials to pass bills and get stuff done, God will tell you which way to do it, how to do it, and which way to go. Then you can go and tell them. But don't tell them beforehand, or God didn't tell you to tell them beforehand. But see, Nehemiah prayed about everything that he did. And on top of that, being next to the king, when people may have discredited his job that he had, just carrying a cup. And people probably came up against him, what little job he had. But that little job landed him a big job. But see, God had him in the right place to be able to hear from the king. And the king was able to give him resources. That's another thing. We are so afraid to step out because we don't have the resources. But when Nehemiah opened up his mouth and told the king why he was so sad, and he had to go back and rebuild the gate, and he was so sad that the gate was burned down, and God told him to go back to rebuild it. And the king asked him, what did he need? And then he said, give me a letter so I could be safe traveling. Give me, he need timber, he need this, he need that. Let me tell you something. He had him at the right place because, see, the king was rich. So the king was able to give Nehemiah everything that he needed. See, do not the small beginnings again, I'm going to say, in Zechariah. Woo, glory be to God. Because we always discredit where we are. Oh, I'm a truck driver. Oh, I drive a bus. You don't know why God got you there. And it don't mean that it's forever. And even if you retired as a bus driver, my dad retired as a rubbish collector. He drove a trash truck. He drove it for corporations and companies. He didn't pick up locally, but he picked up from commercial buildings and hospitals. But guess what? God blessed him with a good job, good benefits, a good pension. So God will bless you, but don't let nobody discredit you or make you feel like the job that you have is less than their job. That's what they're doing. So you do what you're doing, and you do it to the best and the fullest and appreciate where you are. And doesn't mean that you're going to be there forever, because you may wind up owning the company if you want to own it. If you want to own it, put the plan and action in place and believe God for it. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody dumb you down where you are. Oh, I'm a homemaker. Yeah, well, guess what? I was a homemaker for years myself. But when God was ready for me to launch out and to break free, not break free from that because I enjoy doing that, but to break free or break through. I'm not trying to say break free. Lord, I'm trying to say break free. I'm like, I don't got the kids anymore. Maybe I got my kids there break free. I enjoy being a homemaker and raising my kids. I was able to stay and be a stay-at-home mom and raise my children. Some parents are not able to. I worked for a couple of years with my oldest son. Not my son, but my daughter, I was able to be home with her. So I appreciate that God and home with him. His latter part was maybe elementary years. So God is so good. But when God was ready for me to break through, to be more than just a homemaker, not saying that's a little job, because that is a big job. You let anybody tell you be the homemaker. People say, you ain't doing nothing. You're sitting at home. What? It's more work at home than you work in a full-time job. Y'all know, y'all can attest to that, women. And how about men? Some men are homemakers, you know, because the wife is out and the woman is the husband is home because his job is more flexible, and then she's out during the day. That is a hard job, being a homemaker, I'm telling you. So that when God was ready for me to launch out and to do something different and to fulfill the dreams that he put in my heart to do, that he gave it to me to do. When it was time, I took a leap of faith. Now, was it scary? Because it was like a brand new world out there. You know, from being a homemaker, you're talking to people in business meetings. But guess what? If God is with me, so don't be afraid to get on Zoom calls and think that you don't fit, or to get on the Zoom call and you don't have, and you don't speak their language. Get on there anyway. If God called you to be on that Zoom call, get on there anyway. If God called you to go to that meeting, he's going to walk in that meeting with you, give you the right things to say. See, Nehemiah, God put the right words in Nehemiah to say. See, Nehemiah didn't have to run to a southwest corner to pray and see what God wanted. No, he prayed right there. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. Amen. I ain't got to run and take a rug to go pray in the corner. No, when I'm walking and running for my life, God is right there walking and talking with me. Prayer is good to get on his knees, yes. But he needed to answer right then when the king asked him, so he didn't have time to run to the men's room. No, he stood right there and prayed, said, God, what do I say? And bam, God answered him, what to say to the king? Oh, glory be to God. When I tell you God is fire, he is amazing. You can pray standing up. You can pray sitting down. You can pray on your knees. You can pray running to the mall. You can pray. Hallelujah. But he's always present. He will answer you. But Nehemiah had a mind to work. And that team that he had, he trusted that team, and that team trusted him. That team wasn't always asking him, what's next? What's next? What's next? No, when I give it to you, then we can execute it. But until I give it to you, stop nagging me and asking me. And then be careful about those folks, too. When you're building a team, make sure it's the right fit for your company. Make sure it's the right fit for your business. Make sure it's the right fit for your ministry. Make sure it's the right fit for you. Amen? But ask God, because sometimes we feel like because we've been friends with people for so long, they have to be a part of my team. Who said that? If they're your friend, they're going to be there with you and celebrate you and everything else. And if they don't, then they will never be your friend. But you don't have to have your friend a part of your team because they're your friend and you feel like, oh, my God, if I don't, they're going to be mad at me. Well, they was never your friend. It's not a friend thing. It's a business thing. Oh, glory be to God. It's not a friend thing. It's a career thing. And your friends will be there celebrating on the sidelines when they are your friend. Amen? So my broadcast is getting ready. And you guys, oh, my God, I just love this. I love this lesson, or not a lesson, but I love this subject, this topic that we chatted and talked about on today. Next time I have a number, you can dial it. If you want to ask questions to add to it or prayer, just call on that number. It's posted on my Hope Victorious page. Oh, my gosh, guys, this was so amazing today. I just love the Lord. I just love his word. Oh, my gosh, yes. So be encouraging. Happy holidays to you all, and lift your spirits up on today if you feel like you've just been so broken. Oh, my God, God is so fire. Mm.
Yes, glory, glory, glory. Isn't it something sometimes when we pray and we ask God things and he'd be like moving on to the next thing, like, move on to the next. That's when I get up, be like, let me draw my eyes because I guess God is not dealing with that today. Let me move on to the next. But I've learned on those times my healing comes. Oh, glory, my healing comes. When he don't answer me, but I get up to still work that thing out. Whatever it is, while I'm waiting on him, I'm still working. Waiting on him, I'm still moving. I'm moving forward, but I'm waiting on him. Hallelujah. And he won't answer, but then he was talking something else. And you're like, God, but did you hear me? And God is like, probably like, yes, but I'm not talking about that right now. You'll be okay. Dry your eyes, get up, and move forward. And I have learned those are times where my healing came, when I moved past that place, even though I wanted to stay there and question God about it. And God want me to get up and move and just keep moving out, keep doing your thing. Don't get angry with God because of that, because he knows what he's doing when he's quiet. That's the most time my dad always say when he's working, when he's carrying you, when he's so quiet, and you've been praying about some things when he's so quiet. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for just crushing, God. I thank you for the crushing and this and purifying us, God, on today. Lord, I thank you for your son Jesus down the cross for our sins. You said in your word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Touch everyone here that's on this call on today, God. God, I thank you for touching Evangelist Jackie Owens, God. I thank you for healing her body, Lord God, for giving my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore, the strength, Father God. Dr. Moore, the strength, Father God. Oh, God, we, everyone that's on this call, we thank you, Lord God, just being God all by yourself. God, you are the creator of the universe. People talk about the universe. You created the universe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, I thank you. I thank you because you are the creator. I thank you for answering our prayers and for loving us and for keeping us. Touch Mr. Williams on today, Sandy's father, in the name of Jesus, God. Glory be to God. Touch everyone that's on this call, God. Strengthen it, God. Put us back together again, Father. Love on us, Father, like I know that you love us, God. Lord, we bind up any hindrance there, God, any hesitations there, Father God. Allow us to move out, Father God. And Lord, if we should hesitate, Father God, let us know when to move, when to go, when to stay, when to stop. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give us a pure heart, Father God. Creating us a clean spirit, renewing us a right heart, dear God. Oh, God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Know that God cares for you. Know that he loves you and he is on your side. I thank you for having coffee with me on today. I know I got lipstick all around the coffee. Don't forget, you can go to my Hope Victorious page at 11 o'clock, your time. It's going to be 20% off on selected items so I can get your product out before Christmas. I can't guarantee it because I'm not the post office, but I can try my best. So don't be upset if it don't arrive before then. I am going to put a flyer out within a day or two, 20% off. Your products may come after Christmas. You can use it for the New Year. But if you go in there today, and it's 20% off, I'm going to go and put the code is Victorious, that's right, Victorious 21. Victorious 21. Victorious 21 is a coupon code. So Victorious 21 is the coupon code. If you go on there between 11 and 12 o'clock only, between 11 and 12 o'clock only, okay, the coupon code is Victorious 21, and it's 20% off of my cocoa and shea butter. It's exaggerated, so it's not going to be that high because I won't be able to put the lid on. And my coffee and flaxseed foot scrub. I love the scrub, y'all. Oh, my God, it is so good. I'm dropping the cap and everything. Yay! And it smells good. The cocoa and shea butter. Oh, it smells so good. Love it, love it. Love it. And I have T-shirts, I have mugs, I have coffee, my hope and faith. It is so good. So you all can have some coffee with me every Tuesday morning
at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Central Standard Time is 9 o'clock, and 7 o'clock is Pacific Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And Central Standard Time is 9 o'clock. So I just want to say happy holidays. I see you all on next Tuesday. So excited, guys. Let me see who's on here before I go off. If I can see some names here, I'm going to just see right now. Just one moment. Okay. I know I see Renee Mutchison, Renee Pickett Williams, Sandy Williams. I see my mama. I see my cousin Camille. Hi, Donna. Ann's daughter. How are you, Brown? How are you, Donna? Amen. Let me see who else is on here. I just seen another name. Hi, Bernadette Williams. How are you? That's right. Ask God. Hallelujah. Hey, Bernadette. I think I just seen one more name, too. Let me see. Hi, Shanae. Good morning. Let me just see before I close out here. Hi, Reverend Trisha. How are you? Okay, and let me see. Hi, Evangelist Catherine. Okay. Just trying to read some of there. Yes, yes, Bernadette. I see what you said. You said Nehemiah dreams have purpose, which inspires today. Yes, it's still inspiring us today. God is good. Yes, he is. I'm telling you. Hi, Terry. I'm going to just go through some more names, and then I'm going to be off of here. Lisa, Prophetess Lisa, how are you? That's right. Do not despise small beginnings. Hi, Derwin Matthews. How are you? Amen. Hi, Renata. How are you? And I love that picture, Renata. Hey, Mom. Just read this comment here. Amen. Just don't want to leave anybody out if I'm leaving somebody out. My mama is texting me, so let me see something. Catherine, Evangelist Catherine, amen. I pray that God will continue to heal your body and that God be with you. Let's pray for Evangelist Catherine on today. She's in the hospital. God, I bless you and I thank you, God. Lord, I pray for healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for Evangelist Catherine, God. God, I thank you, God. God, I glorify you. God, I lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. God, I ask that, God, if you would just go into that room right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for healing. God, you know she is a warrior and she believed you, Father. We even go before Keisha on today, Father God, for her brother Michael. We ask that, God, if you would just heal him, God. We thank you for sparing his life, God, from being hit by a car. God, we do thank you, God. We do thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. I believe in God, you guys. Hallelujah. Have a happy holiday. I see you all again on next Tuesday. Be steadfast, unmovable, and know that God loves you and know that he cares for you. If I didn't see anybody else's name on here, forgive me. God bless you all and have a wonderful day. And I'll see you all on Hope Victoria's website. Is www.hopevictorias.com. Amen. Hopevictorias.com. And also, it's the coupon code is Victorious21. Victorious21. So it's only going to be up 20% off from 11 to 12 o'clock. And then a couple of days, I'll post another flyer. And then it'll be out. But you may not get your orders before Christmas. But still, go on there and do your thing. God bless. And I'll see you soon. Bye.